This is the history of our holiday. In 1966, a professor wanted to bring us back together. The year before, in good old Watts, we had been torn apart. The riots were our Waterloo. He created a holiday for African Americans to bring us back together, to solidify us as a race, as a people. He named it Kwanzaa. Created from the African celebrations, mostly from the Zulu and the Ashanti. It comes from Matunda ya Kwanzaa, Swahili for first harvest, celebrations of the first order. 7 days, seven principles, each day representing a different value, a different meaning for our culture, to bring us together, to show love for ourselves, for our people. Seven principles, seven symbols, a time to celebrate ourselves, our people, our culture.
You are listening to Uprising Radio.
Day 2. Kajija Gulia. Self-determination. Kajija Gulia is the red candle. To define and name ourselves, as well as to create and speak for ourselves.
There's a series on HBO. It's called Industry. African American character, her name is Harper. And there's a quote. You can even see her say it in the promos. No one's going to give you agency. You have to take it. By agency, she means self-ownership. Permission to do what you're going to do. Agency or self-ownership is the basis of what Kajija Gulia is about. Self-determination. Who are you? What name are you going to answer to? On this, the second day of Kwanzaa, the hardest to pronounce of the seven names, Kajija Gulia, and the one that everyone struggles with, this on one side of the coin or other. And if you think about what it means to be a full possession of yourself, then to be in full possession of yourself as a formerly enslaved race, there is a very, very unique set of laws that you are confronted with. Natural law. If you were once a slave, then who exactly frees you? Do you free yourself, or do you get your freedom from the people who owned you? And if you are in negotiations to be free, then aren't you still enslaved? You could go circular. Just on that conversation alone, and there are so many to choose from. The very hard reality is that seeking self-ownership, seeking to be in full possession of yourself, requires that you know who you are, know your value, know what it is and is not, your true purpose and belief system, and then you apply the energy that keeps the momentum of you being of it and it being of you going, and that spreads out. We're going to talk more on this shortly. Uprising Radio welcomes you to Kwanzaa Day 2.
Here's one for the motherland. the cradle of all civilization, for the sea and the ocean sand, for the God that looks over all of the nations. From the elders we learn so much, for our youth and the future they turn.
Kadija Gulia, to define ourselves, name ourselves, create for ourselves, and speak for ourselves. In a time in which occupation and oppression of countries and peoples are immorally presented as necessary and even salvational, the principle of Kadija Gulia, self-determination, rejects this and reaffirms the right of persons and peoples to determine their own destiny and lives, to live in peace and security, and to flourish in freedom everywhere. Dr. Morlana Karenga, the founder of Kwanzaa. This second principle of Kwanzaa, this second principle of Kwanzaa first asks us to assess where we are, and then in connection where we are collectively, and not just be a cork in the ocean about it, but to be active participants in our own lives. The symbol for Kadija Gulia, if you are on the event page, or you are seeing it in the Blog Talk Radio site. Hello, everyone. The symbol that is used is called Enwa, the Akan throne, or symbol of national identity, cultural groundedness, and rightful governance. If you look at it, it's actually shaped like a throne. We can assess what, if we have a kingdom, or in my case, a queendom, what are we the queendom, what are we the queen of? What are we the king of? Who are we? And this is so much what that speaks to. Maya Angelou said, "If I am not good to myself, how can I expect anyone else to be good to me?" This is almost the essence, the fragrance of having self-determination, because just as they say, treat people as you want to be treated, how can you know how you want to be treated if you don't really know who you are? For this first poem for Khadija Gulia, I wrote, well, I'm not going to give it an intro. I'm just going to read it. "If the body is truly an altar, let it be adorned golden in the light of day. While glowing iridescent to the moonlight, let the shine of your spirit be a thing possessed by its very being. Be yourself owned as though a full body embraced with your own arms, unashamed. To put your hands most fully in support and tender confirmation, radiating the love, acceptance, and bounty that is pulled through generations to bestow on you. That deepest look into the eyes of the true abyss and see the way through as though in dreams, not long past. Your own unknown future and that an endless void, sometimes unseen, and what appears unfilled is full beyond measure. What is the archetype that you create and personify by being most truly you? Never glamored with your own gaze, nor swayed by the well-turned phrases of the enamored, you are endowed with the simple gift of knowing you." And that's that piece. Self-determination can be cleverly disguised as arrogance, hubris, drinking our own Kool-Aid, feeling that we know what we are, and we are just kiss the guns awesome. And the problem there is that you're going to get caught up in that whole glamoring yourself, drinking your own Kool-Aid. What if you really are awesome, but all that glamour isn't for you? You're not the one that's supposed to be looking in the mirror. Doesn't mean you're not pretty. Just means all that's not for you. The inside and that, what comes out as a result of that, is really how you get through that. Now, if you're poets, artists, folks that are, you know, energy movers, catching your own reflection is trippy. Self-determination, being in the temple of self-regard and seeing yourself as more than enough, powerful. There are moments and places where we must do that, where we must see ourselves and fully see the gift that God has given us, that we have developed ourselves to be, that we have inherited from ancestors who hit everything just right, just so that we could be. Do you know what a miracle you are? After 400 plus years of what we've been through, you know what a miracle you are to be. That is the beauty of self-determination. And that is to, without hubris, without envy, jealousy, impatience, or even gloating. See who and what you are. Be grateful for the gift. Grateful, grateful for the gift. And know that with that comes responsibilities. This is Women of the Calabash.
Umoja, unity that brings us together. Umoja, unity that brings us together. Umoja, unity that brings us together. Kujichagulia. We will deter
self-determination. To suggest that a people need to determine who they are is going to be a difficult thing to explain to any other culture that isn't truly aware of why Black people might not know who they are. Just the fact that we're either Black people or African Americans or just Africans or just Americans or neither of those is enough to suggest that there isn't enough root in that rootfall there. That what binds us together is that we are of African heritage and we are born of America. Is about it, because we are that different on the individual level that we are so kaleidoscopic as a people. We are so multi-representative that almost all that we can be sure of and hold on to is that we are in fact of African heritage and we are in fact Americans. For a solid thing that we all actually are. And not all people who are Americans will agree with you. They still see themselves as kidnapped. Some people. Rightly so. Some. I would argue that we are recovering memories that are lost. Information that existed and exists that we don't yet have access to. One day, hopefully we will. Maybe on a cellular level. And that as we reach out to each other, you know, first reaching out from a solid place ourselves and then saying, hey, I see you where you are. And we are like, there's only one way to be able to reach out to our brethren and sisters, our brown brothers and sisters, our Asian brothers and sisters, red brothers and sisters. From a sturdy place, we must first know who we are. And to that end, I'm going to go to a tried and true, Maya Angelou. If you are always trying to be normal, you will never know how amazing you can be. And as a people, I think that is something that we carry. It's something that we carry. Either we have to be brilliant to be valid, or we have to be different and try too hard or fit in. What's an African American to do? Well, do you. Once you know for sure that doing you is what you're in fact doing, we're all on the right track with you.
His eyes were like their eyes. She held her head and shoulders exactly like an aunt she would never hear mentioned. The spirit pushes through the pores of its issue, thick, untamable hair, shared by those with the same untamed spirits, guarding the gates without being aware. We are the extension of those who pave the way. We are the locked fingers and we are the answered prayers. Someone beyond our physical knowing is connected to us by the code of DNA. Someone was a story set in motion, and we are the telling of that story.
That was Ancestral Cipher. And I think it speaks to both the getting to know who you are and realizing that even as you get to know, there is a lifetime of history supporting your every effort. That Khadija Guliya truly is a revolutionary act in and of itself. You refuse to be who you are told you must be, and you boldly choose to be who you are. The artwork for Khadija Guliya, it's on the event page and it's on the Blog Talk Radio page, shows the globe, the world, facing Africa. And over it are the words, "I am here," written all the way across it from top to bottom. And superimposed above it are the words in black, "I matter," period. I chose that image, created it, really to make the very bold point that there is no big to-do. It's not a particularly decorative or involved a flyer. It is meant to make simply the point that we are everywhere, and everywhere that we are, we matter, and then some. I created this thinking that, you know, I was going to make something that really talked about what we're connected to, and it was going to be actually deeper than this. And as I started to make the grid for it saying, "I am here," across the world, and just saw it there, I really saw that that's all the point I want to make. We are here and we matter. That is the whole and all of what it means to know who you are and let people know you know and enforce that rule. I'm going to go to our next piece. Will you answer to the name that you choose for yourself? Will you answer the call not asked, except by that name that comes from you? Though many are chosen, not all will answer the telltale ring, that bell that is a drum, that is the trumpet of which they sing. The person that answers to the name that you choose is the person that walks in the world built by you, not who you show, but who you have allowed to grow. That better or worse nurtured thirst quenched by what you choose to flow, but in a mirror that reflects no aura, is a no-show kind of go. A level of grounded that is struggle compounded, but those who come to see you, they surely know that place in the spirit deep down in your root, foundation of the soul rooted in the oldest line of all, even separated from knowledge of it, you cannot escape the sheer power of it. Something within our spirits grows. Something within our spirits glows. Unique to the bearer, connected to all spiritual beings, experiencing very human realities, as though for the first time. It is to you that the recognition of that which is beyond you, that must be personal and profound, both through the eyes of God's own and the lips of the smiling sinner, relevant and real, and sent to heal from the inside out. You, who face down the uptick in uphill battling, cast your fate to the wind while declining to kick the football that you already know isn't going to be there. Instead of striving for the Hail Mary, because this time you're holding the ball, running, kicking, catching it, and doing the end zone dance after, for this one, the game is already won. Each running their race, each walking their talk, the dream sounds so big with the world looming just beyond. We, the impossible dreams of slaves, having survived it all already. Hands washed, corona clean. My passage has been paid for by the blood, in triplicate at least, and no less. What I strive to be is nothing compared to what there is to truly live into. My big heart and bigger imagination pales in comparison to the collective momentum of uplift and joy that hums just beyond this shared horizon. Though we don't even share zip codes, what name do we answer to? Neither red state nor blue. We are neither old nor entirely at all new. Limited by the stolen roots of a language short on emotional descriptors, capturing the all that really says it all. We are black, and we are so much more. Kajichagulia, a call to reclaimed heritage, the paid in full with compounded interest claimed to be the I that we, as we see us to be, that we are that which we are. And that is that piece. I think there's so much we can say about this, but it really comes down to this. No one can tell you how to find your way to yourself. Self-determination requires self-acceptance. Doesn't mean accept your bad things. It means first assess where you are. There are many things we've done to survive the struggle that we are going to have to forgive ourselves for. If you are going to start a journey of self-determination and self-discovery, you have got to know that you're going to find things there you're not going to be okay with. I introduce to you Tony Blackman with the word on forgiveness.
Yeah. Forgiveness. Yeah. Forgiveness. Yeah, we're going to deal with the F word today, y'all. I seek to forgive even when I can't forget. Forgive myself when I'm still pissed and ain't there yet. At the onset of being upset, when I have to press reset, rewind to get myself aligned and open up my mind. Why going inside within? Sometimes we got the dick so deep, my friend, and transcend resistance, all of them urges to pretend. Swimming waters of forgiveness can tie the loose ends and add a teaspoon of sweetness, food a bitter end. Besides, who needs it? Red, we all bleed it. Human to human, forgiveness, the ingredient. I choose to stop feeling anger, letting go of blame. I have mercy on others and give myself the same. I am forgiveness. Yeah, forgiveness. Most of us have heard that when we forgive, we're really doing it for us, for ourselves. And it's not about the other person, and it makes it seem like it's going to be easier because we're focusing on ourselves, but when you think about the disappointment, the betrayal, the hurt, if the hurt is fresh or if there are deep wounds, forgiveness might take a little work.
Right.
But forgiveness is important, and it's not about reconciliation or having lunch with the other person. It doesn't mean this person shouldn't be held accountable. No, forgiving is all about you. So you don't need the other person. They may have already crossed over, or if they're alive, they may not be in the same physical space as you. But they don't have to be. You can forgive. It all starts with the choice. So keep it 100. Be honest with yourself. Are you ready and do you want to forgive? Okay. So if you are, let's get to work because I've got some forgiveness exercises. The exercises, they help you slowly empty out the baggage so you can travel lighter. One, listening. Make a list of all the people living in your mind and on your heart whom you say have, who you might have resentment toward or might be a little upset with or offended by. Ask yourself, if you saw this person, could you give them a sincere smile? One of my mentors called this taking inventory. Two, the second exercise is cleansing. Sit still and breathe for a few minutes and think about what you would want to say to the person you need to forgive. Then write a cleansing letter like your life depended on it. Just pour it out. You can tear it up or burn it after you're done. If you want to give it to someone, let it sit a day or two. Then go back and extract the unnecessary emotion or have a friend read it for you. Often, though, just getting it out is enough. Now, three, releasing. It's about physical release. Do something physical. Dance to drums. Go to boxing class. Power walk or run.
Woo.
Do the stairs. Yes. And do affirmations while you're doing them. I release you. I forgive you. I let go of the anger.
Yeah.
And remember the forgiveness exercises. One, listening. Two, cleansing. Three, releasing. Exercise your forgiveness muscle.
Forgiving myself.
Shoot, that is something else. On some complete other, some think it doesn't matter when it does. It can stop all the mental chatter when thoughts are getting scattered, when the heart is feeling tattered and torn, and we feel like damaged goods, emotionally worn out, no doubt. Sometimes we are devout to the pain, attached like glue to the shame, sitting in the fire of the past, fanning on the flame. Many situations that are harder than the others. Hurt lovers, wounded mothers, plenty guilty brothers, and friends who have failed, who passed go and put themselves in jail mentally. We all deserve to be free. I am forgiveness.
Yep.
That's one F word we need to be using all the time. Yeah.
Forgiveness, y'all. I am forgiveness, y'all.
I am forgiveness, yo. I am forgiveness, yo. I am.
That was hip hop ambassador, dear friend, Tony Blackman, who I am holding close to my heart. I'm so sorry for your loss, friend and loved one. I'm very sorry for everyone's loss, really. Let me say, as part of my own acceptance of who I am a very sympathetic person. I think empathic kind of gives us permission to create imaginary worlds in our brokenness. So I will own that I am empathic to the degree that I am connected to my other fellow humans and sensitive to their movements, because I have had to be sensitive to them for my own self-protection. That's not supernatural. That's actually a very human trait, that it's a skill that you learn and that you sharpen. And we give it a supernatural feeling and say that we are empathic. Ooh. Can you see the waves coming from my fingers now? Ooh. To fully own who we are, we can first forgive ourselves for the bubbles we have had to travel this far in. It's okay that we had them. It's okay that we might still have them and not be ready to get out of them, because you might need that protection just a little while longer. I am grateful for what has kept me an open heart this long. I'll be 55 years old, 2 weeks. Can't believe I am still the dimpled, crazy person I always was. But what I can say is that the journey to groundedness, not all the way there, but very much the momentum of being there and open and ready to accept everything about myself, has let me see that one thing that is true about my spirit is that I sympathize and empathize with people in sorrow, in joy, and take some of that energy in, take a little of that burden. That's just a thing that I do. It just means I have to be careful about people who have more burden than I can bear with them. And that's something that I'll say to you. If there's something about yourself that as you assess, you see it's not something that's quite what you're ready to embrace, yeah, before you completely reject it, see what it is and see if maybe it is you. You're just using it in a way it wasn't meant to be used before you reject something that is a part of your makeup. Can't say it enough that especially artists, we come out of our bubbles and think that those things are broken or those things are not working as they should. And got to be careful of that. Got to be careful of that. I am going to play the description of Kaji Chagulia one more time.
Day 2. Kaji Chagulia, self-determination. Kaji Chagulia is the red candle. To define and name ourselves, as well as to create and speak for ourselves.
We're going to end on this thought, a little bit of science for you. Self-determination theory is a macro theory of human motivation and personality that concerns people's inherent growth tendencies and innate psychological needs. It is concerned with the motivation behind choices people make without external influence and interference. Self-determination theory focuses on the degree to which an individual's behavior is self-motivated and self-determined, specifically when the task at hand is considered to be difficult. What this is speaking to is when difficult decisions have to be made, depending on your state of being, of self-protection, self-period, will you make a decision in your own best interest? And to what degree will the decision be not in your best interest based on how you view yourself? And what's in it for you, with them, is what they call it. What's in it for me? People can be motivated to do things based on how much it's good for them or should be. If you read the book Self-Determination and Intrinsic Motivation in Human Behavior by Edward Deci and Richard Ryan, what they were driving at, without completely saying it in my opinion, is you should make difficult decisions based on what is best for you. But if you don't have a strong sense of self, you will make important decisions on the most destructive way possible because you do not believe you are worth the positive outcome. So you would rather have the decision and your ability to make further decisions. They said it, but they wouldn't quite say it, because if you follow that logic, not wanting to have to make any more strong decisions, so you decide to spend all the money, and then whatever happens, happens. We're going to put it in God's hands. We're going to put it somewhere. We're just not going to worry about it. Hey, if they don't kick us out, we're head on point. That is based on not believing that you're worth the positive outcome of having it all work, that you won't even try. And it is a strong message about getting to know you and knowing what it takes to get you to your most positive outcome. We're going to close the show with a reread of my poem for Khadija Gulia and my sincere thanks. I hope you enjoy the series. Will you answer to the name that you choose for yourself? Will you answer the call not asked except by that name that comes from you? Though many are chosen, not all will answer the telltale ring. That bell that is a drum that is the trumpet of which they sing. The person that answers to the name that you choose is the person that walks in the world built by you. Not who you show, but who you have allowed to grow. That better or worse nurtured thirst quenched by what you chose to flow. But in a mirror that reflects no aura is a no-show kind of go. A level of grounded that is struggle compounded, but those who come to see you, they surely know. That place in the spirit deep down in your root, foundation of soul rooted in the oldest line of all, even separated from the knowledge of it, you cannot escape the sheer power of it. Something within our spirit grows. Something within our spirits glows. Unique to the bearer, connected to all. Spiritual beings experiencing very human realities as though for the first time. It is to you that the recognition of that which is beyond you, that must be personal and profound, both through the eyes of God's own and the lips of the smiling sinner, relevant and real and sent to heal. From the inside out, you who face down the uptick in uphill battling, cast your fate to the wind while declining to kick the football that you already know isn't going to be there. Instead, striving for the Hail Mary, because this time you're holding the ball, running, kicking, and catching it, and doing the end zone dance after. For this one, the game is already won. each running their race, each walking their walk. The dream sounded so big with the world looming just beyond. We, the impossible dreams of slaves, having survived it all already, hands washed Corona clean. My passage has been paid for by the blood in triplicate at least and no less. What I strive to be is nothing compared to what there is truly to live into. My big heart and bigger imagination pales in comparison to the collective momentum of uplift and joy that hums just beyond this shared horizon. Though we don't even share zip codes, what name do we answer to? Neither red state nor blue. We are neither old nor entirely, if at all, new. Limited by the stolen roots of a language short on emotional descriptors, capturing the all that really says it all. We are black and so much more. Kajicha Gulia, a call to reclaimed heritage. The paid in full with compounded interest claim to be the I that we are as we see us to be. We are that which we are. I am Sylvia Blaylock, Uprising Radio. Thanks you for tuning in to our Kwanzaa show.